I was born in 17 Longlands Road, Welwyn Garden City. When I was born, my father was at home, but within about 6 months, he was called up and went off into the army. And at that time, there was my mother, and within another year, my eldest sister, who was about 18 months younger than me. And that carried on until about 1946, when my father returned from the army.
So your earliest memories of that house, did you have a back garden?
We had a massive back garden, and my father started off growing vegetables, and my mother carried on with the garden when he was in the army. So we always had fresh potatoes, greens. One thing I remember, my father had a thing about blackcurrant bushes, and I got sick and tired of blackcurrant pie, blackcurrant jam. Anything you could do with blackcurrants, my mother did, and to this day I cannot stand the taste of blackcurrant. And we had chickens.
In the back garden?
You had to get permission to have a chicken run. And I've got it. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I had a feeling you had to donate some of the eggs.
It sounds like the garden was hard working, but did you manage to play in the garden?
I wasn't really allowed to play in the garden. My father was a qualified gardener who'd worked for Sir Otto Byatt in Diggsville, and he was so proud of his garden that I wasn't allowed to play. It was full of vegetables. The front garden, he was a very avid rose grower, was full of roses, and the odd bit of grass that was there, I wasn't allowed to go on because it would have trodden the grass down. So we played away from home.
So where did you play?
Most of our activity initially revolved around water. We used to go out early in the morning, and we'd either go down to Chewingbury Farm, as it's now called, and play in the mill run, which they seemed quite happy to let us do. But we used to go to Mill Green and play in the mill run from the flour mill there. And that wasn't so acceptable, and we often used to play until we were chased off by the miller, and we'd go running off towards Hatfield Park.
It didn't stop you going back, though?
No. We were always down there. He must have got so fed up, that poor man.
How many of you used to go?
Anywhere between sort of 4 or 8 of us would go down, mostly people who lived in Longlands Road. But I had friends in Burgundy Croft, which is off Longlands Road, and some friends in Salisbury Road, and one or two in Ludwick Way. Mm. There were quite a lot of kids around at that time. Mm. And the other place we used to go was Stanborough, where the river and where the lakes are now. Where the lakes are now was like a marsh. If you trod on it, your feet went down into it. And if we weren't in the river, floating along on oil drums with planks on, we would be in the swimming pool.
Where did you find the oil drums?
Well, there were loads of dumps around here at that time. A lot of the sand and gravel workings were dug out but not filled in. So again, they were full of water as well, so we'd be in there. But we find something to put together to enable us to float down the river.
Could you swim?
No. And I still can't to this day.
But you had no fear?
I think when you're young and stupid at that age, I don't think it occurs to you that it might be dangerous, you know.
Did your parents know what you were doing?
Well, it was just my mother at that time. I think she was so involved with running the house and doing everything that my father wasn't there to do, that she was probably, and I was not a good child, and I think she was glad to see the back of us some days.
Are you being hard on yourself then?
No, I wasn't a good child, because I had no male control. There was nobody there to keep me under control. And looking back, and having now been a parent myself, I feel quite embarrassed that I was so bad.